Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel 9:3. This Mishnah considers where the corpse that's been found should be buried. So it's not about the procedure of the Egel Rufa per se, but just how to deal with the body. According to Yerushalmi, it should be buried immediately. Seems from the Rambam that first they're going to do the measurements before they bury the body. Whatever the case is, this Mishnah is predicated on the idea that when Yehoshua arranged for the acquisition, if you will, of Eretz Yisrael amongst the Shvatim, so he made 10 different conditions upon which this the Jews taking Eretz Yisrael were dependent upon. And one of those 10, says the Gemara in Baal Kama, Pei Aleph, that is that the place that a Mace Mitzvah is found, the person is found and with no one to bury him, the corpse itself is konas makomo, it acquires the right to be buried where it's found, meaning even if it's in someone's private property, the person can't object and say, this is my field, I don't want a grave here, too bad. If a person's found as a Mace Mitzvah, so then that corpse is entitled to be buried right where it's found, regardless. That's a condition that the Jews accepted upon themselves when they took over Eretz Yisrael. It seems from the Rambam that the situation of the Chalal, the corpse that's found in the Egla Rufa story, is considered a Mates Mitzvah at all events. Sort of doesn't seem to be dependent upon if it has relatives, if he has relatives and so on. It's not explicit that way. Be that as it may, the point is, so now we find this poor murdered fellow. Where is he buried? So, as we'll see more in upcoming Mishnayos, the word halal tells us that this person was the victim of some extreme violence, perhaps with like a sword or a knife or something. Very possibly it has to be at the neck, and it's very possible that he was actually beheaded. That means that the head is separated from the body. Rahman al-Atsalan. So the question is, if you have the head in one place and the body in a different place, so where is that corpse buried? By the head or by the body? And the machlokas here seems to be purely one of like mechanics, considering, you know, where is the most likely place where the person died, and then, you know, part of the body, you know, moved away from that spot. So that's the machlokas. And here it says, Nimtza rosha b'makom echad, if the head is found in one place, v'guf b'makom acher, and the body of this poor victim is in a different place, separate from the head. So then, says the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Eliezer, molichin harosh etz laguf. You move the head to where the body is, meaning you decide where the body is, and you assume that the head must have rolled away after it was severed from the body. Rabbi Akiva Omer, haguf etz laharosh. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's the head which you can assume stayed in the proper place, meaning the place where the poor fellow was killed, and the body, didn't die the first instant that severance happens. The body could have moved further away, or if a person was running away and their head was lopped off, so then the head might fall basically there, whereas the body would keep on moving a ways from that. So that's the machlokas. The lach is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning that we move the body to where the head is. It seems to me, Yerushalmi, that in the event that the murder happened on like a hillside, so then, from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like we'd then for assume that the head rolled away from the body down the hill, and we'd bring the head back up to the body, notwithstanding Rabbi Akiva Shita here. But the Rambam doesn't actually mention that, so assuming the Rambam taking at face value was the halacha, so at all events, the body is moved to where the head is, and that will be the din.